The rate increases came a day after the Fed made another big rate hike. Central banks in Britain, Switzerland, Norway, and the Philippines all raised rates. The Dow is down 52 points, the NASDAQ off 149. This is SRN News.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable, single, and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The end of summer is just a few hours away, with fall officially beginning at 8.04 p.m. tonight. Get ready for a hot day today, though. I've got the high temperature around 97, heat index above 100. Mostly sunny today. Rain chances are, you know, low at 10%, but you could still see a stray shower. Low temperature tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. And then for tomorrow, look for a high temperature noticeably cooler in the upper 80s with lower humidity. And the same thing on Saturday as well. Plenty of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high in the lower 90s, look for the rain chances to be spotty in the afternoon and evening hours. But another front moves through, high in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. The Alabama Department of Corrections says an escaped inmate has been recaptured. Richard Mordecai was recaptured Wednesday morning by Alexander City Police. He escaped Saturday morning. Mordecai is being held on a 15-year sentence for burglary in Pickens County. He was sentenced in March of 2021. For retired Alabamians and those on a fixed income, inflation and rising costs has been a big impact on life. Wednesday, a meeting of retired state employees took place to hear their concerns. Governor Ivey was the keynote speaker at the 42nd annual meeting of the Alabama Retired State Employees Association. The biggest concern with retirees was health care and the rising cost of goods. Police say a relative discovered a 2-year-old boy found dead inside a car at a kid's campus in Blount County Tuesday. Temperatures were around 90 degrees at the time, but it wasn't clear exactly how long the boy had been inside the vehicle. But police say it may have been an extended time throughout the day. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's tailgating season here at Mama's Produce, and we also have sausages that you can throw on the grill, like jalapeno pineapple, maple blueberry, black pepper cheddar, green onion, and of course you still need some good old bacon for in the morning when you pick up some fresh eggs from us. Too tired to cook tonight? We've got you covered. Come by Mama's and pick up a casserole. We've got Dirt Road Gourmet, sausage and grits, poppy seed chicken, almond chicken, King Ranch. Come see us at Mama's Produce, 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, adjacent to Prattville Farm Center.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogle here.
Rocking Washington, D.C. April Marie.
Coming at you live from Radio Row in Washington, D.C. for the annual fair event. And I am joined by Jeff Poore.
A little early today, huh?
It is. Jeff has been how many years have you come to this?
I have been here 4 years as a radio host and once just kind of as a civilian, tag teaming with Dale Jackson.
Look at that. Okay.
Did Jeff Poore get an air conditioned booth, April Marie?
Jeff, how was your booth yesterday?
It's like the rings of hell, right? There's like the really, really hot ring, and then there's like kind of in between, and then there's where the AC is, and it's not quite as bad. I was kind of in that in between. You know, it was like purgatory or something, right?
So I don't know if I said this yesterday, but I almost fell over. Like, the sky had to save me for a moment. I got so dehydrated sitting here. No, I've got the incredible view, and I am not complaining by any stretch of the imagination. But I got so dehydrated yesterday that I had a moment.
How did you get dehydrated?
Jeff Poore.
How did that happen? did you not have enough water or Gatorade or what? How did that happen?
We were a little. It was incredibly hot, and I.
I was here as hot. I didn't get dehydrated. Did I miss something?
Everyone was doing a lot of running around.
Yeah, I guess you had a really workout regimen or something that I was unaware of.
If you could have seen what I saw.
No, I do not work out.
Dehydration seems like a very, very serious ailment. I just, you know, trying to look out for your well-being there.
You know what? Yeah, I think you're mocking me.
No, not at all.
I sincerely appreciate that. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Alabama. So it's hard to keep up since we're here because we're going. But Kay Ivey says that Alabama needs to, quote, lean in, end quote, on electric vehicles. Well, this is a thing. This is happening in Alabama right now.
I can't wait to you, Governor Ivey. You make your way down to Coleman and Rock the South or something, and tell these folks you don't really need that gas power F-150. What you need is a nice little four-door sedan made by a Japanese auto manufacturer, powered by batteries and electricity. See how that's going to go with your rank-and-file Alabamian. There's just something in the culture about it that's tone-deaf.
Ivy says the state has work to do on getting more electric vehicle charging stations out there. That is what we need. Forget the fact that that in Birmingham and Montgomery we have gang violence like every single day. And EVs. That's what we're going to talk about. Our education system awful and EVs.
Crony capitalism. Electric vehicles. We gotta support our partners in electric vehicles that build these automobiles in Alabama, so we could send them to California. And I am just so sick of big business pushes in the governor's office, because that's clearly what this is. No one is clamoring for this. No one is clamoring for this. No one was clamoring for, except for big, powerful interests. No one was clamoring for the expansion of the Port of Mobile. No one's clamoring for any of this stuff. This is the business community.
Port of Mobile expansion, especially since it was federal money.
It was matching. So they took money from a gas tax that statutorily was supposed to go to roads and bridges, and they created, did some legal gymnastics and declared that a road to get that eligible for the matching. I just, but no one, not even, I'm in Mobile, Alabama on the air, and a few people, like, it's good. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but no one was really like, oh my God, we got to get this sport expanded.
That's why they're keeping it up at night.
No, this is big ag. This is big business. This is all that is. We in Mobile would rather have a bridge over the Mobile River more than that. So, but the point is, over and over and over again, this governor, she seems to want to just appease the BCA, the big mules of Alabama. And I know it's been that way for 100 years. Well, it's probably been that way for longer than that, to be honest. But can we not be so obvious? Do you think we're stupid? It just boggles the mind. Now instead of, I don't know, steel manufacturing or whatever in Birmingham, we're gonna go all in for the auto industry here in Alabama.
It's so frustrating because you look at what happened with Hyundai, right? I'm all for attracting high paying, you know, high wage jobs, all for economic development, but they can't fill the jobs.
They can't fill the jobs, and they're not. Well, they're doing some things that are better in workforce with the JUCO system and a lot of that. I get that, but it's not really. It's too clever by half. It's not really what Alabamians need. It's going to cure our societal woes. It's not you build it, they will come. There's a reason why the auto plants are being built in Huntsville, why they're being built in these, at least close in proximity in these major metropolitan areas, and not being built in the Black Belt. They're not being, the one I always like to point to is Demopolis. It's kind of off the radar. They don't put anything there. That's good because they just don't have the, first of all, you don't have a workforce, but they seem to be just trying to do things to better big business in these some of these municipalities, some of these localities.
Well, I think Will Ainsworth has really, he's emphasizing all of his business, economic development, all of his thing. Think he's going to be any better than Ivy?
He's drifted in a direction that seems to be a little more BCA-ish, but I mean, I don't know. Ivy is she is the most pro-business community. And I don't say that as necessarily a positive thing. I think maybe even more so than Bob Riley was, because what she is pushing out there, she sticks to the talking points, and she, you know, I don't know what she's getting out of it. I mean, maybe she thinks this is the path to prosperity. But I think it's a little too friendly for business and not friendly enough for the average Alabamian.
I feel like the next, and I don't think it's 4 years, but the next 2 to 3 years, I'm going to be, you know, just sitting over here throwing a fit every day because we've got a governor who's looking at Medicaid expansion and pushing EVs when we have real problems in the state.
How many conservatives out there had that on your bingo card? You know, let's reduce crime. Let's get better schools. We're 57th out of 72. I mean, we're out of 50 or whatever the stat is. We have all these problems. The roads are terrible. Logging trucks are just grooving out, hauling out roads into Black Belt. But none of that matters. We need more electric vehicles. Was that on your bingo card, guys? Does anybody this Jeep Wrangler I'm driving, it's doing pretty good for me, but man, it sure would be nice to have a charging station and go trade it in for a Prius or something. Is anybody saying that in this state?
No. No, absolutely not. And this is one of those things where if we had, I want a DeSantis, I want a Carrie Lake, I want a Abbott, I want a governor who is talking about the issues that really matter. And this governor cannot seem to do it.
But you're never going to get there with that. I think there's a certain comfort level with Ivy, especially after Bailey, especially after, Sigelman.
For the love of all that's holy.
Well, low turnout elections, but people generally were satisfied with it. But it's so much that people get what they vote for. But I think the people that are running we have a conservative state, guys, but we don't have a Republican Party necessarily that's as conservative as you would think the state was, at least those rank and file that participate in primary elections.
Yeah, makes me so frustrated. All right, you gotta go, don't you?
Yeah, it's time for me to go do my real job.
So Jeff, for those who don't know, and I don't know how you wouldn't, but Jeff is the editor of 1819 News, so check him out there. You can also find, of course, Joey Clark there on 1819 News and his columns. And we will be back in just a minute. I want to encourage you guys, it's Thursday afternoon, and I think we're practically just giving away this Sweet Creek gift card. So you guys, and I say practically giving away, I mean, like, I think, do we have anybody on the list?
We have three.
We get three so people far on the list. So call in, get in on that $60 gift card drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll look at some more of these Alabama headlines before we get into the national issues with some of our immigration experts. Back in just a second.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's here again. We've been talking about Sparkle for the Lifetime offer that we make for $100 for a lifetime to come in as often as you want with your ring, repolish it, re-clean it, re-rhodium it. Now, I'm not aware of anyone else in the United States offering this. I'm not saying there isn't. I just have never heard of anyone else doing this. So you ask, what's up? Why are you doing this? Have you lost your mind? Well, of course we've lost our mind. We know that already. But the thing is, we love traffic. I'm a marketing guy. Okay, I want you in my store. I'd much rather be paying the cost of refurbishing and cleaning and re-rhodium your ring than giving it to this radio station or even the TV stations. Don't tell them that, okay? But come in, take advantage of a Sparkle for a Lifetime. Get your ring looking brand new. You can come in every week, every month, whenever you like, and make it look blingy, sparkly, absolutely gorgeous. We're located at Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Come visit us, Marguerite's. Let us professionally take care of your jewelry, whether you got it from us or not.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Ernest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Ernest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Ernest today. Ernest Financial, LLC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, April Marie. How's it going? How was the big to-do gala?
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. So for those who didn't listen yesterday, I went to the Babylon Bee gala. Now, I went, three hosts went, okay? And I got to say hi to Sean Spicer. I got a picture with Ted Cruz.
Oh, all right.
I stayed the whole time. It was amazing. It was so much fun. And this was the Media Research Center's annual gala. And I'll tell you what, the guys bailed because it was a 3-hour dinner.
They just didn't want to get dressed up.
And no, they came not in black tie, by the way. That's a whole different situation.
I see.
They came and then they bailed. after the entrees were served, and they missed the coolest program. So they had live voting, and this is actually something I think we should do, Sky.
All right.
So they played, three and four clips, and then live from your table, you would vote on the which one was the worst. So it was the night of the unwoke, and a lot of the clips they played are clips we've played here on the program, but they had like the worst of AOC.
Okay.
Shallow thoughts with AOC.
a lot of material to work with, though.
And there was a lot of material to work with. And then I hadn't seen like three of them. One of them was, she was talking about, basically her, in the Roe v. She somehow twisted around Roe v. Wade being overturned, and that her way to honor herself was to get her nails done.
Okay.
So
in the AOC world, I'm sure that makes sense.
And then there was a AOC drag queens clip. I think we played that one and a couple others. So anyway, so you voted for your favorite AOC, but they did this like thing between guests or between speakers and awards. And so, Rush Limbaugh's producer was there, and he gave a touching tribute. And so his brother spoke as well. And the guy from Daily Wire and the guy from Babylon Bee, amazing. The Daily Wire guy was there about his razor company. Do you remember that we?
Yes.
I don't know if you were here for that.
I'm familiar with that. Right.
Huh?
I'm familiar with the product and everything. Okay.
It's so fantastic.
Yes.
And so he did his whole bit. He like had on a red jacket from the commercial. And then when everybody left, we all got his razors.
Nice.
And so they had like a swag bag. And so, it was so amazing.
Tell me about the guy from Babylon Bee. That's what I'm most interested in.
So the guy from Babylon Bee was there, Seth Dillon. And he talked about how essentially, the thing about the Babylon Bee and satire is that true life is imitating art, right? Like it's hard because they're not writing freaking news. They're making fun of the woke of the wokest. And then that happens.
Right. That's the amazing thing about it all. It turns out to be prophetic. What they write as satire today seems to come true shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Sometimes and very so quickly.
And that's what he was saying, is he was saying, and one of us has lost their way. It's not the people writing the funny headlines. It's the people living out the funny headlines.
Yeah, reality.
One of their segments on the Unwoke was, there was you can't make it up. They did one with a woman who was like in the forest. It was, environmentalist hippies. I don't know what drug they were on, but they were literally screaming, "I'm sorry, trees. I love you, trees." Like, they were literally not tree huggers. They were like tree lovers. They were bizarre. And then they, of course, had a whole trans. Oh, my gosh. They did the most amazing. They have a live band set up. And they performed. Three of the staff performed. Four staff, a song about Rachel Levine being a man and his transition. And it was just amazing. It was so much fun. And my old boss was there. Jim Martin, my old boss from 60 Plus, was there. And it was a good time.
Did the Babylon Bees have a name for their group? Or do you recall?
Say that again?
I was wondering if the band had a name.
Oh, what was their name? It's in the program. I'll have to look in the program.
Okay, I'd love to know that.
It was so awesome.
I like to name bands.
I mean, it was just fantastic. I fangirled. I stayed the whole time, and then I got back and crashed because I'm an old lady.
Yeah, you made it to work on time. That's what counts.
Yes, exactly. And then I had a breakfast at 7 a.m., which was 6 a.m. our time.
Of course.
So that was fun. And then I had a second breakfast because I had already booked an 8:30 a.m. breakfast before the other person asked me if I wanted to do breakfast. So I did two breakfasts this morning.
All right. April Marie is ready to rock. Two breakfasts. You know, extra biscuit. Hell, just have two breakfasts.
I love Washington, D.C. so much. And I walked. So I walked from essentially from Union Station all the way to the Rayburn Building, which if you're familiar with the layout of the Capitol, it's a little bit of a hike, but not a bad one. It's like easy. But I went up there and visited my old Gosar office and a couple others. And yeah.
Having a blast.
Right here, we're in Washington, D.C. I love short visits. Yeah. People were saying, would you consider coming back? Because, you know, I used to work on the Hill. If we get the majority, they're going to be looking for majority staff. You have to hire back up.
Particularly people with experience.
And so I was like, there are no circumstances.
Absolutely not.
Now, in ranking things, me returning to a Hill job would be higher likelihood than me ever running for office again. But
I can believe that.
I'm not leaving the radio. I love it. I just love it.
It's in the blood.
So I don't know, Congressman Gosar, who was on with us yesterday, we were visiting this morning, and he used to call me in the office Chirpy.
Chirpy. I may write that down.
Chirpy. So he referred to me in emails and conversations and meetings as Chirpy. And
You probably shouldn't have told me that.
We were talking today about the fact that I found a way to take being Chirpy and get paid for it. It's fantastic.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. It is absolutely fantastic.
Upbeat. Chirpy.
Chirpy.
Do your kids know about this?
No, my kids do not
probably
know about
it. Probably really don't want them to know that. So, that's got legs.
No, stop.
Chirpy.
Stop. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, careful. The hydration situation. We have we have some Gatorade. We have...
Yes, we are good today.
All right.
We have food and water. I came prepared. I learned my lesson from yesterday. I will not faint on air again. That was fun. I didn't really faint. I just almost fainted.
It gave me a...
lesson learned.
Scare there, April Marie. You really did. And you sound great today as well. We got a little early... sound check with Joey. I want to thank him for that. Appreciate it.
All right.
You're dialed in.
Well, I'm going to, our next guest is here. Matt O'Brien. He is with the Immigration Reform Law Institute. I've got their website open right here. It's irli.org for Immigration Reform Law Institute. We got a couple minutes before we hit our 1:30 break. How are you today?
Thank you.
Are you enjoying this radio row?
Yes, very much.
This is my first year, and it's amazing. I've learned so much.
It's always a fun event. This is the third or fourth one.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I can't wait to hear about your organization and talk to you guys. I'll talk to you a little bit about what y'all have been doing. You've got over 30 years of experience in immigration law and policy.
Yes, hard to believe.
Doesn't look 30, guys. All right. Well, Sky, let's go ahead and go to the break. And then when we come back, Matt and I will talk a little about what they do over there.
All right.
You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Coach Tommy Tuberville. And you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, this is Troop of Fairlimb Jewelers. I've been advertising at Blue Water for going on 3 years now. Since starting advertising at Blue Water, we have seen our business grow exponentially. And if you would like to see your business grow, I suggest advertising at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The end of summer is just a few hours away, with fall officially beginning at 8:04 p.m. tonight. Get ready for a hot day today, though. I've got the high temperature around 97, heat index above 100. Mostly sunny today. Rain chances are, you know, low at 10%. But you could still see a stray shower. Low temperature tonight in the upper 60s to around 70. And then for tomorrow, look for a high temperature noticeably cooler in the upper 80s with lower humidity. And the same thing on Saturday as well. Plenty of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high in the lower 90s, look for the rain chances to be spotty in the afternoon and evening hours. But another front moves through, high in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or commercial landscaper, we've got what you need to get the job done right. From Kubota's number one rated compact tractors to zero turn mowers, track loaders, excavators, and more. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Where's Moody?
Vogel here, broadcasting from the Fair Radio Row, joined here, and Fair is for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. This is my first year here, so I'm the new kid on the block. Joined now by Matt O'Brien, who is the Director of Investigations for the Immigration Reform Law Institute. Tell us a little bit about the organization and what y'all do.
Sure. So what we do is we keep an eye on the application of immigration law and immigration policy in order to make sure that our elected officials and others, for instance, the Department of Homeland Security, apply the immigration laws the way that they are supposed to. And the investigations department in particular, we kind of act a little bit like a civilian analog to the inspector general's offices at the agency. So we do Freedom of Information Act requests, and we look at publicly accessible databases with contract information, all of that, to make sure that there's not fraud, waste, abuse going on in the application of the immigration laws.
So you've been pretty busy in the last several years, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
What are you finding we've had such just a going from Donald Trump, who understood the issue, who understood how important it was to secure the border for a number of reasons, for safety and to cut debt back on the drugs and the guns and the human trap, all of the things, to now feeling like we've got a very open border. We're hearing from people who come across the border. Yeah, I just walked across. They said hi, gave me a cell phone and sent me on my way. What are y'all seeing a lot of, most of, that shouldn't be happening?
Well, I think we have no border at this point, and the complete lack of respect for border has been coupled with the Biden administration trying to do things like, I was an immigration judge. The reason I'm not anymore is because I was purged by the Biden administration. I was doing my job the way I was supposed to and applying the law as written to the facts, the cases that were coming before me.
How dare you?
Exactly. But the Biden administration wants to use asylum as an excuse to give everyone a free pass to the United States. Right. And they're not happy with judges who deny asylum cases when they're not legit. Unfortunately, the same thing is starting to happen at USCIS, which is the agency that adjudicates most of the applications for green cards, naturalization, number of other benefits that people file. And this is a weaponization of government that we've never seen before. And it's shocking because American government isn't supposed to work that way.
No, it's not. So looking at the cases, now you acted as a judge under the Trump administration.
Yes. Yep.
And you would take each case and you would look at everything related. Now, we've been told that at the border and on along their journey to the border, that these individuals are being coached into how to best make their case in a way that's going to allow them to stay. Did you run into that a lot?
Yeah, I ran into that a lot. Unfortunately, the coaching they're getting is not great. And what they're benefiting from is the fact that the immigration courts have been tilting severely left for quite some time. The Trump administration tried to correct that. It was slowly starting to have effect, but of course the Biden administration went and reversed that.
Right. So tell me a little bit about what y'all are doing now to kind of keep this administration in check. Is there much we can do by way of law reform?
Sure. There's all kinds of things that people can do. The first thing is to let their legislators know that they're not happy with the situation. The second thing to do is to pay attention to organizations like FAIR, Early, there's a bunch of other organizations like Center for Immigration Studies, Numbers USA that have been here. They all have good information and they have a lot of background to help people understand what's going on with the immigration issue. We're taking a look at a bunch of different things. We've been looking at some communications between state and county officials and immigration advocacy organizations in situations where they never solicited opinion from the other side. We recently put out a study about Mother Jones ran an article claiming that American immigration law all goes back to the Chinese Exclusion Act and it's inherently racist. The thing is, there's virtually no immigrants coming from anywhere in the world right now from a country that has a Caucasian majority. And even when the Chinese Exclusion Act was in place, there were about 100,000 Chinese and another 100,000 people from other parts of Asia who were in the U.S. So there's a lot of mythology connected with immigration.
Well, you said that Mother Jones said that immigration is racist. I don't know if you got this memo, but I'll give it to you. Everything is racist.
Yes.
We are Montgomery-based, Montgomery, Alabama-based, and SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, will tell you, just by virtue of being here, we're all racist. And it's just, it's a really terrible, you know, talking point. And they're taking the weight away from people who are the word and the actions of those who actually are
those
things.
Yes, it's terrible. And the SPLC is, I'm not sure why anybody's listening to them anymore. I think they've been thoroughly discredited. They had financial issues. Apparently, they were engaging in racism and sexism within their own ranks for a long time. So they had a shuffle in their board a few years back.
Yeah, they've shown their true colors over the last several years. They profit on hate. They profit on promoting division and trying to pit people against one another.
Yes.
Absolute lies. Tell me, so you've looked at a lot of FOIAs?
Yes.
What has been the most shocking result that you have found where the Biden administration or another liberal elected official or agency has just outright said, we're going to flaunt this, we're going to flaunt the current laws?
I think it's going on at the state and local level with these crazy sanctuary policies and other things. It's just very common for state and local officials to liaise directly with groups that advocate on behalf of people who are illegal aliens without soliciting any opinion from any groups that have a different view. And it just continually shocks me if you suggested that people should ignore, I don't know, environmental regulations.
Oh, no. Off of your head.
Gun laws or something like that, they would have a meltdown, but they think it's perfectly acceptable to ignore immigration law just because they don't like it. Unfortunately, I think there have been in the past Republican administrations that were just as guilty of that. One of the great things about the Trump administration is it said, listen, Congress wrote the immigration law this way. We're going to apply it equally to everyone.
That was such a shocking standard.
It really was. It shouldn't have been.
Why would anyone want the law applied evenly? Now, y'all's organization, some of what you do is litigation.
Yes.
Will take people to court. And what capacity have y'all done that, and are y'all doing that now?
So we do what's called filing amicus briefs, where they're friend of the court briefs, yep. Where we give the court opinions on legal issues from organizations with expertise. We've been involved in a number of the lawsuits that have to do with the injunctions against the Remain in Mexico policy. You name it, if it was a big thing that was going on in the courts, early had a hand in it some way or another.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Looking at some of your other things that y'all do, on legislation and regulation, that state and federal?
Yes.
Okay. So we're working to get these states to clean up their act. Now, did you see the vote today on allowing illegals to, the vote on allowing illegals to vote? Did you hear that they did that in the House?
I'm not sure how they can do that without some kind of a change in the Constitution. Unfortunately, that's been a problem at the state level. And there are a few states that don't have clear laws on the books about who can vote in state elections.
Can you imagine?
It's an alarming trend. I think earlier in the history of the Republic, it was presumed that if you were residing here, you were eventually going to become a citizen. So there wasn't as much concern. The population was significantly smaller. Most people didn't go beyond 30 miles from where they lived and everyone knew each other. Now we have, the latest estimates are there's somewhere between 3 and 4 million uninvited illegal guests that are here. So it really brings this to the fore, because if we want to maintain control of our own republic, we need to set who is the polity who can vote. And we're not able to do that if you have municipal governments, or in this case, Congress, inviting people who don't have a right to be here to vote.
To vote. And it goes back to that what do they really want? At the end of the day, why do they want these open borders? And it's political. It's a form of theater. They invite people in and then they say, you have to vote for us. And because we're going to give you things. We're going to give you access to all the things you want. And I appreciate you taking the time to come on with me. The name of the organization, you go by Early.
Yes.
And it's IRLI.org.
Yes.
And I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
All right. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. We will be back in just a minute after this commercial break.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Busier first hour today than yesterday.
How about that? Little booth traffic going on there. I guess everybody's arrived for the fair conference by now.
It's fantastic, I tell you. I've still got to keep an eye out on the House voting schedule because I've got several members who may or may not be able to make it. We will be joined at, and I keep saying again, dadgummit. I'd broken myself of that habit. 1:45, we'll have Bridget Gabriel on. At 2:30, we'll have Ken Cuccinelli. And that's for real this time.
Actually,
yesterday.
Booked and solid. Okay.
Well, and that was a user error. Somehow, so I have a little sign-up thing, and somehow I mistakenly put him down for Wednesday when his booker very clearly said Thursday. Mm. So that was an April Marie error.
Okay.
And then, again, Jeff Sessions, Senator and former U.S. Senator and Attorney General, joining us.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a big lineup. Way to get them lined up and booked, April Marie.
Well, I've got a couple more I'd like to do, but I got to catch them.
Okay.
It's like fishing for guests over here. we had a little rain. It looks like it's stopped now, but we had a little bit of rain and people went away. So
extra swampy in DC. Nice.
They are indeed swampy in DC.
I've been up there this time of year and it can be, you're right at sea level. I think they kind of built the whole town in literally a swamp, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So. Well, before we move on to other topics, I want to remind you guys. So it's so funny, Joey, and I don't know why, I wear the same necklace every single day. Joey commented on my necklace. If you are looking for a piece of everyday jewelry, and I mean something that just pulls your look together, whether it's a watch for the ladies or the gentlemen, a bracelet, a necklace, earrings, ladies, you need to wear the necklace and the earrings. It just puts the whole look together, makes you look so much more polished. Gentlemen, get yourself a watch if you don't own one. Go visit our friends over at Dillon Rings, 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. They can, they've got something at every price point. And if you can think it up, Josh can make it happen. He can custom make bracelets, rings, pendants, take stones from an old family heirloom and move them to another piece. All the things. Maybe you have a piece of jewelry, ladies, from an ex. Don't let it just sit in the drawer. You can go get something usable out of it, or you can even just go sell it. They buy jewelry over there as well. So go check that out. Again, Josh and Leslie over at Dylan Rings. You can find them on Facebook at Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N Rings, or at just dylanrings.com. I'm looking at a beautiful Citizen watch right now for ladies. You got to make that happen.
Getting your Christmas wish list together, April?
I do. This year is, I'm going to start with the hints early.
Early and often. That's the way to do it.
Early and often. I've got a couple of topics here. Look, goodness gracious. I tell you what, the fire and ambulances, I don't know if you can hear them, but they're rolling on by. They're incredibly loud over here.
Well, you are in Washington, D.C., so. Sure there's no police sirens, if we're right?
No. What's interesting is it's oddly quiet. It's like in D.C. There was a handful of, like, usually there's a lot more going on at the U.S. Capitol with protesters. There were some Roe v. Wade protesters and some protesters about somebody who's being held captive somewhere. Overall, it was a very quiet day.
That's kind of makes my spider senses tingle and go up a little bit. It's too quiet in Washington, D.C. Something's cooking. What's going
Stacey
on?
Stacey Abrams now questioning whether the 6-week fetal heartbeat are manufactured by men to take control of women. They really are the party
what?
That denies science, don't they?
Okay, so it's a conspiracy to give a heartbeat? Is that what you're saying? It's not real?
So she says, it's not a thing.
Okay.
Does she not know how medical science works?
Apparently not.
I mean, you can literally, you can hear this.
Denying a heartbeat.
She said Wednesday, there is no such thing as a fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks age. And I can't. It's a manufactured sound. What's amazing is you can actually see it.
Yeah, it's the greatest conspiracy ever.
Shaking.
It's been going
head.
On.
What is wrong with these people?
They live in some other alternate reality.
And, they really are.
And apparently they believe they can just trot something out there. And well, the way they all stay in lockstep and repeat it, it kind of becomes the reality.
Well,
watch out for this one.
272-9228. I was on with Dale Jackson earlier today, and we were talking about the worst things that people, like the worst insults people have given us online, and, you know, the opposition. And he says he thinks the worst insult he gets is that he doesn't really believe what he's saying. And I don't think that's true for most conservatives. I think most conservatives, we know in our heart that, you know, a baby is a person from the minute of conception. We know that our borders should be secure. We know that no child is born in the wrong body, and they're the ones who constantly
insincere.
Say things they know are not true.
Parroting the groupthink double speak. You bet.
To fit their agenda, to fit their narrative.
Absolutely, seen it and more so, and more.
But it was really interesting having that conversation. No, it was it was something we just did in passing. But I think it's incredibly true. There's no way that the people in the medical community can believe that a man can get pregnant. There's no reason for doctors to be, you know, mutilating kids for abortion up until the minute someone gives birth. Like these arguments they're making are completely unreasonable. They're completely, again, back to the if they believe it, they have issues. All right. Looking more at Alabama headlines, the state has appealed a ruling that would have halted tonight's execution of Alan Miller. Federal Appeals Court has been tasked with looking at whether or not the state can execute Alan Miller by lethal injection tonight. The state appealed a case after a lower court said that he could not be he could not have his execution go through on anything except the method he says he chose, though they have no record of it. So we'll see if I'll keep that refreshed. This update was published at 12:04, so just a little bit ago, by Brian Lyman. So we'll keep an eye on that. Let's go to Silver Granny.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm calling about this discussion that y'all were having about the fetal heartbeat. I don't understand how they can say that it's a manufactured heartbeat when even an egg has a heartbeat when it's got a tick inside of it. You know, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me how they blind themselves to this. And that's what they've done. They've literally blinded themselves to the truth.
Well, they've blinded themselves to the truth, and they're all just sitting in an echo chamber, believing nonsense, or they know they're lying. They're purposefully being deceitful, because if you're a young woman, they want you to be able to walk into a clinic, usually in an impoverished area, usually African American, and they want you to walk into a clinic and think this is not a person. And the fact of the matter is, and by the fifth week of pregnancy, most women find out they're pregnant that fourth or fifth week. The development of the heart is already made up of, has started being, it, the heart has already been developed. And so the heart begins to beat, and using an ultrasound, you can hear that heartbeat at as early as 5 weeks.
Well, is it mandatory that when you get into the government, you just become ignorant?
That's the question for the ages.
I'm starting to think so. I tell you what, I really am.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know how I felt about it, because I just can't believe how ignorant people can be. When it comes to a baby.
I wholeheartedly agree.
You can't be... I'm almost pregnant, or I'm almost going to have a baby. It's never almost. Either you're pregnant or you're not.
Yep,
one or the other.
Very true.
You know, if you're pregnant, then you're going to have a baby.
Yeah.
Unless you do something to get rid of it. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. But can I put my name in for the Sweet Creek drawing?
Absolutely. Is this your first time calling?
Yes.
You get two entries, so you've got very good odds this week. So make sure you listen tomorrow at 2:30, because that's when we will be doing the drawing.
I need those numbers.
Okay, and my birthday is 8/4.
8/4, we got it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right, are you ready for an interesting headline?
Lay it on me.
12-year-old out of Opelika, Alabama, is facing two felony counts of making a terroristic threat after investigators say he targeted the Opelika Middle School. He posted, I don't know if you remember, there was a thing where kids were doing this around the country. What a goofy thing to do. You are setting yourself up to be in a very bad position.
What did he do? He called in a threat.
So he posted on social media about threatening the school to shoot the school.
Bad move. Extremely bad move.
So it says the school officers responded, and he is facing. Those are serious charges. Two felony charges of making terroristic threats.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. So he did. He, by the way, posted twice, is what it looks like. They didn't release his name because he's a juvenile. But a terrible, terrible headline coming out of Opa-locka today. All right. Let's see. I've got, looking at my schedule, we're going to hit this top of the hour break. When we come back, we've got, we have guests lined up for most of the rest of the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.